Thanks for tuning in to Real Talk with Michelle, the podcast about purpose, where we discuss what it truly means to live your best life now. Hi guys, on this week's episode of the Real Talk with Michelle podcast, I am discussing letting go of grudges, ways to forgive and move on from past hurts in order to protect your peace. This one hits home for me for sure. You do not want to miss this episode, so get comfy, settle in, and enjoy the show. Hi guys, welcome to the Real Talk with Michelle podcast. This is episode number 88, Real Talk about letting go of grudges to protect your peace. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the last episode. I'm so grateful that you're listening. Thank you so, so much. So let's get right into the nitty-gritty. Let's get into the meaty. We all know that holding grudges is bad for you. And let's get into some of the why. What is a grudge exactly? A grudge is a persistent feeling of ill will or resentment resulting from a past injury or insult. It's all happened to us. We've all been like, I'm never letting this go. But what are some of the negative effects of holding on to grudges? Holding on to grudges absolutely will affect your mental and emotional well-being. Holding on to grudges can cause increased stress and anxiety, feelings of anger and resentment, interference with relationships, difficulty enjoying life. It also can affect your mental health, like we mentioned. Physical symptoms like headache, fatigue, muscle tension. If you're anything like me, when I'm upset, if you could see this, you know, you can't see it if you're listening, but I got a cute little strong jaw. I clench when I am upset and I can feel it in my jaws. A hard time, and you can also have a hard time processing negative emotions. With that being said, I wanted to talk about some of the strategies for letting go. What are some of the benefits of forgiveness and how it can lead to emotional healing? Some of the benefits of forgiveness include it can help reduce feelings of anger, resentment, and bitterness. It can improve relationships by showing compassion and understanding. Sometimes when we need help forgiving, or we start to process what it means to forgive someone, it can show, like, sometimes every relationship isn't meant to end because of a grudge. And sometimes it can show compassion on our end and actually make the person want to apologize or do better or talk about what they did wrong. It can reduce stress and anxiety. Forgive if it's going to make you feel better. If you're going to be able to let go of your anxiety, I don't see why you wouldn't want to do it. It can have positive effects on physical health, reduce pain, lower blood pressure, like I was mentioning about my jaw, like unclench that joint and release. It can promote personal growth and self-awareness. Sometimes the grudge for you, you need to process it because it's going to make you more aware of boundaries, things that you won't allow people to do to you again. And you'll already know when it's leading up to somebody getting ready to have a grievance with you. Some of the benefits of forgiveness can also be to promote, improve feelings of self-worth by realizing your ability to let go of past hurts. You know, it definitely can improve feelings of self-worth. It's going to take a minute. I'm over here like, grudges? I don't think I'm holding on to any because I have forgiven those people. And for me, that was just enough to kind of let it go. I'm an anomaly there. I told you, like, when it's time for me to let people go, I'm all right with it. And I don't have a grudge. I tell anybody who asks me about those people, I love them. I pray for them. We just can't be friends. It's okay. Forgiveness takes time, But it can lead to emotional healing and self-peace. Let's get into this. This is a juicy little meaty episode. Remember, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened or excusing harmful behavior. It's about letting go of negative emotions so that you can move on. How can we let go of grudges? Okay, I want to give you a few things that I have done and that I was researching that other people have done. We can write a letter to the person. You can send it or you can keep it. I personally write in my journal, and I feel like when I write in there that I'm saying everything I need to say. God forbid somebody finds. Listen, I don't talk real well, but I do. It's my journal. If you find it, like they say, what writers say, like if people wanted you to write really well about them, they should have behaved better. Okay, I'm a writer. If you see it, you see it, baby. Like I have a friend that used to ask me, could she read my journals, and I was like, sure, I would let her, but I was like, whatever you read is my interpretation of what happened to me. You in there, and I probably did say some raggedy stuff about her sometimes because we're friends, but she knows that because these raggedy things got talked about. It wasn't like I was talking about her behind her back, but because we had these things out. But a way that you can let go of grudges is to write to the person. If you want to send it, send it. If you don't, keep it, burn it, do whatever, but get it out. Number two, practice mindfulness. Become aware of your thoughts, your feelings, and physical sensations. You can also do meditation, yoga, or breathing exercises are also really helpful. Sit with it. And sometimes sitting with it and being mindful of it is enough to just process it and be like, I think I can let this go. Number three, reframe your thoughts. Find the positive in the situation. This is a good one for me because reframing my thoughts ties into writing. So I can sit there and I can actually think about the things that I find in the situation that are good. One, sometimes just setting a boundary with the person, getting it out. I said what I said. And two, sometimes it's just like, I really love this person. We had a really good friendship for a long time, or, we had a good relationship. This can be a love relationship, a family relationship, whatever. But I know that it's time to let that go. But it was great while it lasted. I think you could think about all the positives in a situation and just be like, oh, well, that was good. But this is where I let it go. Number four, absolute favorite, another person you can talk crazy to. Talk to a therapist and get them to help you process your emotions because sometimes they're gonna tell you like you started it. You started it, and sometimes you might need to hear that from another point of view. Like, okay, like you be wilding sometimes, but this did happen to you, but they can help you process how you feel about it and help you understand, like, maybe what you did in the situation too that got to the outcome. Sometimes it's our fault too, but we're holding the grudge. Number five, exercise, my favorite. It can help distract you from negative thoughts and emotions. Baby, when I'm upset, I have energy. Energy. Okay. So if I'm upset, it's riling up in my belly and I need to get that out. I go for walks. I can run. If I'm mad, I can run without stopping. Okay. Which is wild because I just like a battery in my back. So exercise is a great one to get out those negative feelings and emotions that you don't know how to process yet. Number six. The optimal way is to let go of grudges. It's just forgiveness. And like I said just a second ago, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting, but it does mean that you can move on. And sometimes that's all you need. I'm not a big proponent of that closure thing. I don't need closure from anyone. I don't need it. Some people do. I do not need closure. I don't need you to say, I'm sorry, and then we end this. I'm fine with being like, I got what I got out of this. I forgive this person. I'm moving on. I give myself closure, and forgiveness allows me to just let go. Sometimes we know that that goes without saying. It's still tough. Resistance. How to overcome resistance to letting go of grudges, because some of y'all will hold. I've listened to friends, family, online, reading stuff on Beyonce's internet about y'all just hold to stuff, and that's resistance. And let me say, why do people resist letting go of grudges? Number one, the fear of vulnerability. Because when you're holding on to something, it provides a sense of control. Like you're still in control of the situation. I'm mad at so and so, or this didn't go my way at work. So you get to hold on to that thing. And that way, you don't even have to be vulnerable. You don't have to discuss how you felt about it. You don't have to even let people know that you had emotion in the first place. That's a resistance to letting go. Number two, a sense of justice. Holding on to it feels like punishment for the other person. Like, that goes without saying. Like, I'm gonna get this person back. I'm standing up for myself. I'm holding on to this. That's like, you feel like you're punishing the other person. I'm telling you right now, they don't care. And they don't know what they've done to you unless you say something. So I think that it's important if somebody is having to, you're having a grievance with somebody to get it out, and you can still decide whether you want to continue with them. But thinking that you're getting justice for something without saying anything sounds absurd to me. But you can't punish people. Like I don't like to be punished. I like for you to tell me what I did to you, because then I can say if I intended to, if I didn't, if I'm sorry, if we can move forward. Don't hold a grudge on me. It's a great way to push me out the door if you think that you're punishing me for something. Three, difficulty accepting reality, not accepting that the thing actually happened. So we resist letting go because it's difficult accepting that the thing actually happened. I can relate here when I feel a certain way. I feel a certain way. But if you're having a hard time accepting that this happens to you, best thing I'm going to keep saying is to chat with the other person. Number four, losing your identity. This is a good one because the grudge becomes a part of who you are. Some people, they don't have another personality. They're always talking about what someone did to them, how they were wronged, and it just becomes a part of who they are. When you start to be like, girl, are you gonna get over this or not? You gonna hold on to this forever? Like, it becomes who you are. You're the girl who's always mad at her mom. You're the guy who is still mad at that girl from 300 years ago, and you talk about her all the time. It's let go. Like, let it go, move on. It's not who you are. Don't make the grudge be a part of your personality. Number five, it was a traumatic experience and is deeply inside of you. And there, I can understand that. It's going to be hard. You're going to really resist letting that go because it's really a part of your core issues, some of your core traumas. That prayer hands with you. I hope that one day that becomes easier for you to let go. Number six, a lack of closure, which I just discussed. You're waiting for an apology or an explanation from somebody, one, who might not even know that they did something to you, and two, they don't care. You do not need closure from other people. Give yourself the gift of closure. Everybody who's like, I want to talk to somebody, I want to get this out. I'm always like, if you know that you're maybe not interested in like going anywhere else with this person, even if you are, sometimes you just have to say, this person is never going to apologize to me. I'm going to note this in my brain. And I'm going to move on. I don't need for them to give me a sense of peace from an apology or whatever. Like, if you're waiting for that, free yourself. Give yourself the gift of freedom from needing closure. It's the biggest farce. Like, you don't need that from anybody else. Give it to yourself, friends. Number seven, letting the person who hurt them off the hook. Like, that's a big resistance to letting go. If you feel like, if I don't hold on to this grudge, they're gonna think that they can always treat me like this. And that's a big no, because you can put forth, like I said a second ago, you can put up a boundary where somebody is not, they know that they can't keep playing with you. Because I tell people, like, what you're not gonna do is keep playing in my face. Like, you're not gonna be able to keep doing that. That's just not gonna be able to happen. I can let you off the hook. Sometimes, if it's just not big, it's not a big thing. I'm going to put up a boundary towards you. I know that I won't be doing these things with you again to put myself in that situation. So I can let that be free. I can let it ride. I let some things ride, believe it or not, because what I'm doing, I ain't going to lie, I'm keeping score, baby, because it lets me know. Like, okay, that's a wrap on that. Like, this person is like that, and I don't want that in my life. It's not letting them off the hook. It's letting yourself off the hook. Put yourself up a good boundary with whomever or whatever the situation is and move on. You move on. Like, when you're doing these things, you get to move on to the future with your newfound peace. Who does peace in their life? Like, my life right now is so peaceful that sometimes I'm like, how do I get it cracking? And that's just going into things that I am working on that were pointed out to me in therapy. Like, Michelle likes to start stuff, and I'm working on that girl. She has got to stop ratcheting it up, because the trauma in me is like, why are we not arguing? Why are we not fighting? Why is there no drama? Because I made my life peaceful, and I'm happy that it's peaceful. When you're moving on to your future with newfound peace, it's time to focus on your present and your future rather than dwelling on the past. Let the past go, man. It's nothing there for you. It's really not. Like, there's so much more to look forward to, so much more positive that's going to happen to you once you free yourself from these little mental prisons. Like, I don't believe in holding on to stuff, because I just believe that, like, life is too good to keep playing over situations in my head. I can't. Ooh, lots of crazy stuff has happened, but I can't do that. I just can't. Let's move on to some tips for creating a positive mindset to protect your peace. Notice it's anybody else's. I'm talking about yours. Practice gratitude. One of my favorite things. I always talk about it on these episodes. I'm grateful for you. I'm happy for you. I wake up, I write my three grateful things that I'm grateful for before writing long form in my journal. Just quick, you know. Work on the relationships or situations that are positive in your life. Why are you spending so much time dwelling on people and situations that, but you have other people around you who are feeding into you, who care about you, who love you? Why not spend time connecting with those people? Work on those relationships. Okay. Period. Number three, engage in self-care. And self-care can mean many things for many people. One of my favorite self-care things, and I feel myself going into like a deeper place, is my workout. And also in my office, it's made for me. Okay. I have my tarot cards, I'll pull some tarot cards, I'll journal, I'll stretch, I sit in my chair, gaze out the window. The sun hits it perfectly. That's self-care for me. Close the door and get in my zone. Just get in my own world. Okay. This is me. This is really who I am. Again, reframe. Number four, reframe your negative thoughts. In order for you to have a positive mindset and start to protect your peace, you need to turn those negative thoughts around. I know it's easy to stay negative. It's really hard to be positive, which is so weird. But find a way to be like, that happened to me, but that's not me. This somebody did this, but that doesn't have anything to do with me anymore. Reframe those thoughts, turn them into positives. Number five, let go of control and work on how you respond in different situations. Let go. A big lesson for me was like, I can't control everything. Big control freak. Big type one. And if people weren't doing what I wanted them to do, I'm sorry. That's so wild to be like, when people aren't doing what I want them to do, I will respond in like. In all reality, I can't control other people. I can't control how people act. And once I freed myself from that, I'm telling you, peaceful. It's peaceful. There's nothing going, it's just real peaceful knowing that this person does them, I do me. Sometimes we mesh, sometimes we don't, but I'm still happy. I'm still positive. I'm still peaceful. I'm still gonna move about my day and do what I need to do to protect my peace. Number six, practice forgiveness, not forgetting to stay at peace. I'm gonna leave that one there. Now, I'm gonna say it again though. Practice forgiveness, not forgetting to stay at peace. Number seven, seek support when you need help processing. That's what we were talking about earlier about therapy. It could be counseling, it could be just support from a friend. Like, help me understand what's going on here, homegirl. And like, am I wrong? Like, what's going on? Just sometimes having somebody to talk to about things that you might need help processing is 100% great. Utilize your resources for what you have around you. Look up some stuff online too. Like, sometimes I look up stuff like, am I crazy? Did this person have me messed up? Type in your situation up in there, Quora, it's a Reddit on it or something. You already know somebody has felt the way that you felt. Look it up. And number eight, laugh. Laugh, find joy, find happiness. This is the way that you protect your peace. Do not let people have you out here angry and not treating yourself well. Like, come on, don't do that. Such a good episode. I love this episode because I am a key proponent of keeping your peace. What you are not going to do is worry me. You got somebody else you can do that to. It's not gonna be me. So I'm gonna remove myself from the situation. I forgive you. I'm out. I wanted to give some last key reminders from the episode that I put down when I was planning. I'm like, these are things that I want people to take as some takeaways. Remember, letting go takes time and effort. It's not overnight. Like I said, I know everybody is not like me. Saying goodbye is not super easy for everyone, or being like, I'm gonna block you for a few months and then I'll holler back at you. That's not everybody's cup of tea, and that's all right. But I just know that letting go takes time and effort. Don't feel like you have to do it super fast. Don't feel like you have to do it like the next person. Take your time, figure out how it works best for you. And remember that holding on to grudges only hurts you. It doesn't hurt the other person. I don't know how many times I need to say that in this episode, but trying to teach people lessons and holding on to it, keeping all that energy up in your belly, so warm in the belly when I'm mad. I don't know where everybody else's goes, but that is a nervous system thing for me. I don't like to feel it. So I'm not holding on to anything thinking that it's affecting the other person. It's not. Their belly is not hurt. They are not worried about you. Don't do that to yourself. Also, remember that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. Like, it does not mean that you have to forget. We've mentioned that several times in this episode too. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. I forget a lot of stuff. Okay. I remember it because I wrote it down. And I didn't write it down to hold it on to somebody like we talked about earlier. I wrote it down to get it out. So I don't forget the things that happened to me, but I can forgive. I definitely can forgive and move on. And remember that it's okay to seek outside support. Ask your friends, ask your family, ask other people to chime in and help you with it or help you process it, because that is just, we need each other. We're here because we need each other sometimes, okay? And lastly, this is your life and you deserve peace. Let's say that a couple more times. This is your life and you deserve peace. This is your life and you deserve peace, okay? Do not let people have you out here stressed out, messing up your face, getting bumps, looking raggedy, not getting your hair done. Don't well, I'm having you not on your peas. This is your life. You create your reality. Come on. Why not have it be happy and peaceful and positive? I'm telling you, when those people see that you're moving on, that your life is still good, that you are, you're not out front. You're worried. They be trying to figure out how they can get back in your orbit. And that's when you can be like, not until you do these things or these boundaries or whatever you have in place. Okay. Don't let people mess up your peace. You can be peaceful. You can have forgiveness in your heart. You can be that person. And you can still let them know that they can't play with you. Okay. We reached the end of this episode. I'm so grateful. Thank you for listening. I wanted to say again, as always, I am a certified life coach specializing in life after divorce. I help newly divorced women find their inner power, jumpstart their new lives, and get back to their happiness. If that is you, please schedule a one-on-one call with me. That is www.newvibecoaching.com. And from here, I want to get to the daily gratitude. My favorite part, practicing gratitude is a big practice for me. It is not fake. I implore you to do that. I have journals on sale on Amazon on my storefront. You can find those links. And you can find those links on my Instagram. Get yourself a gratitude practice, okay? All right, let's start with the daily gratitude. Today, I am grateful for communication between myself and my partner. First of all, my partner's not much of a chatter, but I'm a chatter, okay? So when things are, I'm an energy filler too. When things are a little off, I'm like, we gotta come together. We gotta talk about it. It doesn't mean things need to be resolved. But it does mean that I like to communicate. I like to talk. I like to get things out in the open. I like to know what's up. So I'm really glad that I can bring that to my partner and we can talk about things. The guest gratitude comes from my lovely, expectant mother friend, Angelina. And Angelina says she's grateful for the different types of foods that she gets to eat, which I think is hilarious. First of all, I know a lot of people are like, I know a lot of pregnant women feel a way about consuming too much food or whatever, but once they get into it, they're into it. And I love that my friend is out here because she's very into her fitness. So I'm glad that she's out here experiencing fully all this yummy, yummy food that she wants to eat now that she's pregnant. Thank you, Angelina, for your gratitude. And I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm so grateful that we get to spend time together. And I want to thank you again. This is episode number 88, Real Talk about letting go of grudges to protect your peace. Thank you so much. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Yes, and I'll talk to you again next time.
Hi guys, One more thing before you go, please make sure to rate, subscribe, and review the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also catch up on the podcast on YouTube at the same name, Real Talk with Michelle. Make sure to hit the notification button to be notified when new episodes go up. You can like our Facebook page, Real Talk with Michelle, and give us a follow on Instagram at Real Talk with Michelle. You can also leave voice notes in Anchor, and if you'd like to send in your guest gratitudes or you'd like to be featured on a future episode, or you have topic suggestions, you can email realtalkwithmichelle@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can at www.anchor.fm, that's F as in Frank and M as in Mary, /realtalkwithmichelle/support. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Real Talk with Michelle. I am so grateful for you. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.